Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay and enjoyed a bit of sunshine over the weekend. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Monday, the 18th of August. Coming up, a pub in Gillingham with a bit of a troubled past has undergone a transformation. We hear from the Sevenoaks woman who's getting ready to take on an epic challenge in Spain. And it was a point for Gillingham in League Two at the weekend. We've got reaction from the manager. But first, a two-year-old boy has died and a man's seriously injured after a car hit pedestrians in a car park in Whitstable. Lucy joins me now with more details on this incredibly sad story. Lucy, it happened over the weekend.
That's right. Emergency crews were called to the Gorrell Tank car park at the junction of Harbour Street and Cromwell Road just before 8:30 on Saturday night. Witnesses have reported seeing a vehicle go through barriers around the edge of the car park. One lady said she'd been told by another person not to take the children she was with to where they had parked because something had happened. And when her husband returned with their car, he said lots of people were crying.
And what have police told us so far, Lucy?
They've said the incident involved a car and multiple pedestrians. As you say, a two-year-old boy was confirmed dead at the scene and a man was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. A man in his 20s was arrested and is being held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. They're also keen to hear from any witnesses who've not spoken to officers yet. The number to call is 01622 798 538. We've also put the email address within our story at Kent Online.
And tributes have now been left at the scene.
That's right. Some temporary yellow barriers have been installed where the crash happened and flowers have now been left in front of them. Pictures on the website today show several bunches along with teddy bears, including an Iggle Piggle toy from In the Night Garden and a koala bear.
Lucy, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and two people are due in court charged with murder following the death of a man in Gravesend. Police were called to a disturbance involving a group of people outside a property on Augustine Road last Tuesday night. A man in his 30s died in hospital while being treated for stab wounds. A 25-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman were later arrested. A woman's been rescued from the sea in Margate following a huge emergency operation. Police, ambulance crews and the Coast Guard helicopter were sent to search the water between Westbrook and Walpole Bay last night. She was looked after by paramedics. Firefighters have been tackling a huge blaze at a farm in Rainham. A large number of fruit boxes caught alight off Mearsborough Road yesterday evening. Plumes of smoke could be seen for miles. Crews remained at the scene overnight after stopping the flames from spreading. You can see video footage by clicking on the story at Kent Online. Three men have been arrested after armed police were called to a disused office building in Kings Hill. There were reports of people on the roof in Tower View on Saturday afternoon. The men are being questioned on suspicion of burglary.
Kent Online reports.
Now, it's been revealed temporary accommodation is costing councils in Kent almost £50 million a year. That's up from around £26 million just 2 years ago. According to new figures, Medway Council forked out the most in the last 12 months, with Folkestone and Hythe Council the least. More than 4,600 people in Kent are currently in temporary accommodation. You can read this story in full and actually see a breakdown of the figures for where you live by heading to the story at Kent Online. There are warnings, rush hour queues at one of Kent's busiest roundabouts could be five times longer while a new development is being built. The company working on the 1,800-home Winterbourne Fields estate off the A2 near Faversham have been unable to ensure congestion at Brenley Corner won't increase. Shapter say there'll be a mitigation scheme including new traffic lights and widening entry lanes. Elsewhere, thousands more homes could be built on the outskirts of Ashford under a new major planning blueprint. The Borough Council is working on its local plan, which now hopes to see over 17,500 new homes in the next 16 years. That's up nearly 4,000. The authorities say some of those could be in the north of Kennington and around Chilmington Green. Meantime, plans have been unveiled for more than 500 homes on farmland next to Paddock Wood. Developers say if approved, 40% of the properties would be affordable and they would also build a healthcare facility. The site is around the size of 64 football pitches. It's not known yet when a full planning application will be submitted. Now, a pub in Gillingham with a bit of a troubled past has undergone a transformation after being taken over by regulars. The Woodland Tavern on Canterbury Street was given up by the previous landlord after police requested a licence review last year. Well, new owners say they want to create a family-friendly venue for the local community. Well, first up, let's hear from landlord John Anderson.
I'm a customer anyway, been coming here for a few years. Then last year they asked me if I'd take it on to see how, because it was in a bad place. I got into a position that I was able to do that, and then spoke to Stonegate February, March time to set the ball rolling. And then the 20th of May, I took over, and then, you know, just progressing since then. It's not been too bad really, because obviously it's running pub anyway. The darts was here to start with, and that's what's kept it going. It's built and built onto that. Every month we're going to try and do a bit more to make, just get it all finished to the stage where we're happy with it all. And obviously get the live bands in. We're going to do the back garden up as well in probably next year, so we can make use of the whole venue itself rather than just being stuck inside. People are liking what we've done. They're appreciating the effort's been put into it, things like that. But it's always positive now. And we've had a few pubs, like last night, someone come in from a different pub. He'd done like a little review. He's known in the dark circuit, which is a good bonus for us, because a lot of people see what he's done and they've shared it themselves on their Facebook platform as well. So it's all positive at the minute. Wednesdays and Mondays darts leagues, we've got the younger generation playing in some of them. So we need to see if we can review the licence there so they're allowed in the evenings to play there. On a Saturday, we have the ADC darts, which a lot of the youth players are into that, which is good. So that just brings everyone in. And so singles league, we have the youth playing in that, so it's all mixed in together. A lot of Jules players, like fans, come in now before all this. So we're doing little things for the Jules teams, the Jules fans on the Saturdays and things like that, make it more homely for everyone. Everyone's welcome at the end of the day, whether you're a Jules fan or you're an away fan.
And Kieran Else is the new manager.
I grew up in pubs all over Medway. My mum ran them, and it was always a great place for a kid to grow up, and that's what I'm intending on bringing back. It's my first job running a pub. I've run a few bars for like a leisure centre and things like that, but other than my mum running pubs growing up, this is my first lone show. The biggest challenge is getting it out there that the stigma's gone, that it's a family-run pub now, kids are welcome, we give free drinks away to local people that are just walking past, fruit shoots are free for kids. So once the word gets out to the community that there's new people running the show and it's family orientated, that's our biggest hurdle, I think. We had the karaoke here Saturday that has come back that wasn't allowed here before, and we had multiple people coming up thanking us for taking it over and running it because there was a void in the place because of the previous managers. Word by mouth goes a long way, and unfortunately when people hear bad stories they just got to avoid the place because we're all getting too old to bother with trouble. And I'm the same, so if you hear that, oh, that pub's bad news, don't go there, I wouldn't take my family there because it's not worth it. Obviously, we're going to push on with the darts because it's one of our main things. But I am bringing back the fact that bands, we're making this the home of the Jills with drink steals on a Saturday. So Saturdays are going to be completely transformed from 10 in the morning right up till kickoff. I'm a season ticket holder myself, so why not bring everyone in? With all the professional setup we've got here now, and once it's completely finished, young people are going to come in here and be like, oh, wow, this is amazing. I didn't think I'd play in places like this. And we've got people that are behind us in the background with the darts community that are supporting us all the way. So I'm hoping that they'll walk in and this will spur them on to try and have a go at themselves.
Kent Online reports.
A government inspector has overruled council bosses to grant permission for an 8-bed house of multiple occupancy near Maidstone. An application to convert a terrace property on Charles Street in Fant was rejected last August due to concerns about overcrowded conditions and a lack of parking. The government inspector disagreed on both accounts. There's disappointment from students in Gravesend as it's been confirmed an adult education centre will be closing. Bosses at Kent County Council say the Victoria Centre is too big for their needs. They're looking to move classes to a new site in mid-October. An open-air shopping centre in Maidstone is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Fremlin Walk, which stands on the site of the former Fremlin's Brewery, cost £75 million to build. Some original features were preserved, including a red brick archway. And finally, a Sevenoaks woman is getting ready to take on a huge challenge in Spain that'll see her run more than a marathon a day for almost 2 weeks. Laura Wims wants to set a world record when she completes the Camino de Santiago. She'll be doing the run entirely self-supported later this month and is raising money for the charities Street Child and Doctors Without Borders. Well, Lucy has been chatting to Laura all about it.
I'm going to run the Camino de Santiago, the French way, which is the main, the most famous route. It starts in just over the border in France in the Pyrenees, and it goes all the way across Spain to Santiago. It's one of the most famous pilgrimages in the world, but most people walk it. A lot of people aim to do it in about 33, 35 days, but I decided I wanted to run it. And then when I started researching in it, I wondered if maybe I could beat the current record, which is currently 13 days, 8 hours and 44 minutes. So I'm hoping to beat that.
Yeah, I mean, an absolutely massive challenge, but not the first time you've taken on something like this, you know, a really epic run.
This will definitely be the biggest, most challenging thing I've done. But I have done a few multi-day runs. I did a run across Costa Rica through the jungle rainforest on the coast, which was 6 days long, but it was much shorter distances. So that was about between maybe 20K and 40K a day, whereas this will be almost 60K a day for 14 days.
Wow. I mean, running more than a marathon distance every single day would be absolutely unimaginable for most people. What's kind of going through your head when you're doing those long runs and you know you've got such a long way to go still?
I think at the moment it's very, very mixed feelings. Sometimes I'll be running and I'll think, yes, I can do this. Maybe I can get it in an even better time. And other times I might be 10K into a run thinking, how can I do this 5 more times and then repeat that for another 14 days? So very, very up and down.
And you're doing the run self-supported as well. Can you tell me a bit about what that means and what kind of preparations you've had to make?
So self-supported means that while I'm doing it, I can't have any help at all. There's different categories. It's the fastest known time records that I'm going for, and they're very strict on their rules. If you do it supported, you can have someone running with you, carrying your things. If you do it self-supported, you have to carry everything yourself, organize it all yourself. One thing I'm doing a lot at the moment is weighing every single thing that I'm taking, because everything is going to be in a 15 or 20 litre backpack. And obviously the lighter I can get it, the better. So I think it will be one change of clothes, my phone, a few sort of emergency things, and that will be it. And then the other thing that's quite hard logistic wise is booking accommodation, because I am aiming to do 55, 60 kilometres a day. But there might be some days I'm not able to do that. So it's quite hard to work out where I'm going to sleep each night and book it in advance.
Kent Online Sports.
Football, and it was a point for Gillingham in the league at the weekend. Joe Bode scored an equaliser very late into added time to secure a 1-1 draw at Tranmere Rovers. It means the Gills remain undefeated in League Two after their first 3 games of the season. Well, let's hear from manager Gareth Ainsworth.
If you're going to count legal goals, we should have won 1-0 because their goal is so offside. But you get that, you know, and I've said I'm not going to get myself in trouble, but officials have to get these moments right. If VAR's in our league, that's totally ruled out. That's offside. The guy's coming back. All my guys have stopped, and it's so obvious. But listen, it's a tough job. I won't lie to you, referee. Having said that, the resilience this group show, and not just that, the persistence and the belief that they show to score in the 91st, 92nd minute to come back into the game, then see the game out, wasn't pretty. We're away from home. I set up to be solid away from home. This team beat Shrewsbury last week 4-0. I wanted to bring something home from here. Fans were unbelievable. I'm telling you, I was pumped. Probably more pumped if I only got my yellow card after 5 minutes. You know, I don't even know what that was for properly. So I am honestly so pleased with this group of players. And we've lost Ethan Coleman to a massive gash on his face because he's committed. You know, we almost lost Sam Gale because he's committed. Elliot Nevitt's running through brick walls at the moment because he's not done a full pre-season, committed. We are a committed team and we are so proud of the togetherness that group's got, you know. And fans, I know in the past sometimes we've probably played better football but not had the results. You're going to get that. It'll come, but I'm going to get the results first. I'm going to get this resilience and something to be proud of. And when they travel like they did, we cannot help but give everything. Empty the tank, and you've got boys with 6-inch scars on the face now, you know. Clarkey just pumped at the end, you know. I don't even think he's sent off. I think they've been cute and made him get sent off. And, you know, there's a lot of stoppages, so the boys had to contend with that. And I'm just so proud of him. So proud of him, you know. And obviously you can tell.
Gillingham are currently 13th in the table and they take on Chesterfield at Priestfield tomorrow. On to boxing now, and Chatham's Moses Etalma proved why he could be Britain's next heavyweight boxing star with a knockout win against Dillian White after just 119 seconds in Saudi Arabia. The 20-year-old remains unbeaten with 11 of his 13 wins so far coming by way of knockout. And finally in cricket, Kent have got a win in the One Day Cup. They beat Lancashire by 22 runs at Beckenham, with teenagers Jaden Denley and Ben Dawkins both scoring half centuries. The Spitfires are still bottom of the Team B table, though, after losing their first three games in the competition. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get all the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.